Send fire, send fire, send fire, send fire, send fire. Somebody send fire. I say send fire. Yes, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus. See, there are barriers. In this life, there are barriers. I was just telling somebody that there are places, you know, before Ghana, okay, let me use Ghana for example. Before Ghana would gain independence, people have to even sacrifice their blood for that. Yes. It took a consistent approach. Some people came and said they want independence. Our forefathers fought for the land. Some villages they invaded. My God. Africa as a whole has gone through slavery, has gone through tribulation, has gone through so many things. And I tell somebody, until you know how to fight to the end, you cannot get it. Until you know how to fight to the end, you cannot get it. Ha! My God, until you know how to fight to the end, you cannot get it. Yes, anybody that loses hope on the way is not counted. When you are in the race and you do not finish the race, you are not counted. Yes, but those who run the race, that is what Paul said. Apostle Paul said, I have run the race. I have run the race. See, I tell, there are barriers you have to break. There are certain battles you have to fight. There are certain prayers you have to pray. Until something changes, you will never stop praying. I was telling somebody, on these grounds, if you want to get the grounds, on these grounds, if you want to live here, if you want to make sure that these grounds is for you, then don't stop praying. Then don't stop praying. Then you must fight it. It's either you leave it or you fight till you get it. Listen carefully. It's either you leave it or you fight till you get it. Yes. And there's a saying that anyone that runs out of a fight will live to fight again. Anyone that runs out of a fight will live to fight again. If this is for you and you don't get it, tomorrow it will ask you to come for it. Beloved, wherever you are, I want you to send fire and say, whoever has come to capture me, capture what belongs to me. Those that have been sent conspire against what belongs to me. As I pray, may they catch fire. May they catch fire. May they catch fire. May they catch fire. Those that have occupied my position. They that have occupied my position. They that have occupied my position. Let them catch fire until they release it. Until they release it, let them catch fire. 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 Are you praying somebody? Until they release it, I have not stopped praying. I am not stopping now. No, until they release it. I am not stopping until they release it. I am not stopping. Kaparosha, oleka da 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 da. Ratata ko chapa kada brandia. Lipa kaparosha, brika parandosha. Lika raka da 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 da. Rakapada ba dosha dia kapada ba. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now you are praying. Today is a different day altogether. No matter the time you find yourself, as it's a different time altogether. It's a different time altogether. Beloved, share the light now. Share to as many as you can right now. Wake somebody up and tell the person, today is different. See every day and what it carries. Anytime, every time in the presence of the Almighty and what it carries. Every time. The time and what it carries. Every time and what it carries. Every time in the presence of the Lord and what God gives unto you. Yes, sometimes you go before the Lord and all he can give you is transportation back home. Yes. All that you can be served is food for today. It's just like going to your father. It's either God says, wait. It's either God says, relax. The time is up. Not yet. Not yet. And sometimes, the demonic orchestrations around us, the demonic encounters, the demonic encounters, I say, may your good dream come to manifestation in the name of Jesus Christ. May your good dream come to realization in the name of Jesus. May that dream of greatness come to realization in the name of Jesus. May that dream of goodness come to manifestation. May it come to pass in the name of Jesus. May it come to pass in the name of Jesus. May it come to pass in the name of Jesus. May it come to pass in the name of Jesus. May it come to pass in the name of Jesus. May it come to pass in the name of Jesus. May it come to pass in the name of Jesus. May that dream come to pass in the name of Jesus. May that dream come to pass in the name of Jesus. May that dream of goodness come to pass in the name of Jesus. I declare upon your life that you will not die before your time. I said, you will not die young. You will not die young. It doesn't matter the battles you are fighting. If somebody has sent you to Juju because of that contract that the two of you are fighting over, parako parosha brande yakada da, lekarada da da shabrandi yata, lepraka padado sheteka da da, maraka padado sheka di yabada ba, lepraka padado sheka da di yata ba, marika padado sheta da da, lita, mako parosha, in the name of Jesus, shabako marika pada. In the name of Jesus, I release somebody now out of death. Kaparosha, in the name of Jesus, you will not die young. 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 You will not die and leave your children. You will not die young. You will not die young. Kaparosha tekarara. It doesn't matter the battles around you. It doesn't matter the battles around you. It doesn't matter how, where they have kept you. I release you out of that yard right now. Come out now. I say come out. They are failing because they know they are going to fail. They want to cut short your life. They want to frustrate you. They want to make sure you are depressed till you end your life. God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. As you will not die young. You will not die young. Rato karadosha. Pakaradosha diatada. Lepra kapada tatata. Tapekadosha diatada. Padosha diataba. Ha. Today is for somebody. Today is for somebody. Today is for someone. Today is for someone. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Marakabadabada. Habadaba. Likadadada. Somebody, you are praying. I want you to send fire. I want you to send fire. I don't know. If you are here, and because of your destiny, yesterday the Lord was speaking to me. The Lord was speaking to me. The Lord was speaking to me. And I saw somebody, and I shared with him my spirit that you will not die young. You will not die young. The moment I saw the person, I said within my spirit, you will not die young. It doesn't matter the battles. We have prayed for you for a long time. And it is time for God to unveil his power in your life. So you cannot die young. You cannot die young. No. Beloved, those of you that gets broken easily, and when you get broken too, your prayer life becomes broken, be very careful. Be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. That is one of the strategies the devil used to break down the children of God. Either they will make you feel so tired to pray again, or you may not have the appetite to pray. You may not have the appetite to pray. Let me tell you something. One covenant you can raise. Some of you are having dreams here and there. This week, a lot of people have shared their dreams with me. A young lady who is like a sister to me. Every day, I said, God will show you what is happening in the life of your son. Please call Edith. Call her. Ba-da-da-da-da. Somebody should go into the group. Those in the group, call those who are not here. Today, we are going to deal with certain things. And I want you to have the understanding before you deal with those things. Some of us are giving up easily. We can just give up easily. Ah, where I have gotten to by the grace of God. Is that a time for me to give up? OJ wrote a song. He said, Koswa na koso. Koswa na koso. Look at how far I have come. David said, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil. But the Lord is with me. At that time, he was sleeping. in the desert. A man who has been anointed as a king was sleeping in the desert because somebody has occupied his seat. His dreams. Somebody has occupied his dreams. His prophecies. Somebody has occupied his prophecies. Somebody has occupied his dreams, his prophecies, his anointing, the anointing that was poured upon him. The seed he sowed for the manifestation of the prophecy, somebody is sitting on it. The plan of the devil is to make sure you get broken. I said, somebody has occupied your seat of glory, your position in life. Somebody has occupied. You want to give up? You want to give up? Your dreams. Some of you have had dreams. You have seen the glory of the Lord. You have seen it. You have seen it. And you want to give up. See, our major weapon of faith, let me tell you. Dreams can manifest. Dreams can manifest. Your good dreams can manifest. Out of consistency in prayer. That covenant of prayer is what changed things in the realms of the spirit. Kabadosha, as we are speaking now, I want you to be saying things from your spirit. Be saying things from your spirit. I will not give up. I will not give up until I see the glory of the Lord. I want you to write at the comment section right now. Say, I will not give up until I see the glory of the Lord. I will not give up until I see the glory of the Lord. I will not give up. I will not give up on prayer until I see the glory of the Lord. I will not give up until I see the glory of the Lord. I will not give up until I see the glory of the Lord. I will not give up until I see the glory of the Lord. I want to see those who are here spiritually and physically. I want you to write at the comment section. Declare your faith. Declare your faith. Declare your faith. Declare your faith. I will not give up until I see the glory of the Lord. I will not give up. I will not give up. I will not give up. Jesus. Go see, Echa Uru. Shamesu. Shamesu. Wama sit name. Nasatu. Nasatu. Cha. Anji. Jesus. I will not give up. Beloved, listen. A lot of us have to restart certain things because we don't understand the time where you have to pray. Bible said that pray without ceasing. And the only way you can avert, cancel bad dreams. Let me tell you. Now, a lot of us do not understand dreams. The last time I told you that dreams, when you have dreams, there are two things you see in your dream. There are two things you see in your dream. What you know and what you don't know. So, nothing you know about cannot be revealed unto you. Things that you have not seen before, things that you have not encountered in your life, you cannot see in your dream. Now, these are the ways that dream comes about. Dreams comes by revelation of God. And then two, by the revelation of your spirit. Listen carefully. Dreams comes by the revelation of God and by the revelation of your spirit. Now, what I mean by the revelation of your spirit, it means that you have a spirit within you. Now, not all dreams come from God. Listen carefully. Not all dreams come from God. God reveals unto us. Now, your spirit also revealed unto you what are the things that are going on in your life. Two, the third one is the revelations of the devil. Is the revelations of the devil. The devil will not reveal anything to you good. The devil will always reveal certain things unto you to compromise certain things. Listen carefully. Now, God revealed unto us. Now, our spirit sees. And number three, the devil tries to reveal certain things unto us. But most of the things that the devil reveals unto us, he picks your spirit. Listen carefully. So your spirit senses and sees it. That is why most of you go to bed and you cannot see. Your eyes have been closed not to see. It doesn't mean that spiritually nothing is going on in your life. Listen carefully so that you can pray. Listen carefully. Whether you forget your dream or not, I want you to pray. Listen, the moment you continue to pray, you will see visions. But when you stop on the way and say, me, if I dream, I don't remember. Some of us, we dream and the next day the dream is off. You cannot see again. You can't even remember the dream you had. You cannot remember any line of it. Be very careful. Be very careful. Be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. Those of you, when you dream, you cannot remember. Listen, I am teaching you on dreams. Listen carefully. I said, dreams comes in three forms. Dreams comes in three forms. One, what God revealed unto you. And then number two, what your spirit sees, your spirit within you. Your spirit can see. Yes. And number three, what the devil reveals. As for the devil, he will reveal unto you and you'll be enjoying sex in your dream. You'll be enjoying sex in your dream. You are happy. If you are here and the devil reveals certain things, the affairs, the relationship is having with you, may the fire of God consume it in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, somebody lift up your right hand and declare after me. Say, oh God, every demonic spirit that captures my spirit to have an affair with me, oh God, as I declare, let fire consume them. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, are you here? Can you hear me clearly? If you are here and you can hear me clearly, I want you to write at the comment section. Declare your faith at the comment section and say, I cancel every spiritual relationship with the devil. I cancel every spiritual encounter. Every spiritual encounter. Every spiritual encounter Any spiritual encounter, I cancel. Every spiritual encounter, I cancel. Every spiritual relationship, I cancel. Every spiritual relationship, I cancel. Every spiritual encounter, anything that comes into my spirit, anything that comes into my spirit, I cancel. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. As you are listening, you are praying. Beloved, we are praying. Listen to me. So some of you, this is how the devil. Now, let me show you how God revealed unto you. God reveals in your spirit. And this is how God revealed. One, God will either give you a warning in your dream. God can use a special figure. Listen carefully. Sometimes God can use your pastor. If maybe your mom or somebody you respect so much, a special figure, God sometimes uses these people. So sometimes a pastor will be saying that, I came into your dream. No pastor have that authority. The only thing that means is that he's praying for you and he's a father figure. So God picks up his spirit. He cannot come in your dream by himself. Listen carefully. So God uses people as fathers because God is our father. So sometimes your spiritual father or somebody who have been praying for you, God will bring them and they will come and deliver you from something. You realize that you are into something and God will bring them into you to come and save you. Or maybe you are going somewhere and the person will warn you, go back. Don't go there. Some of you, God has revealed certain people in your life. Maybe your pastor, God picks up their spirit. God picks up their image. You are going into death. You are on a way going somewhere. And the pastor will appear in your dream and tell you, go back. God is warning you. That is how God reveals unto us. Now, your spirit also sees. Listen to me. The second one is that your spirit sees. Your spirit, whether you are in the Lord or you are not in the Lord, your spirit sees, because there's a spirit inside you. Whether you are in the Lord or you are not in the Lord, no matter where you belong, you have a spirit inside you that sees. So there are some people, they don't go to church, but their spirit, they can go to bed and they dream. They dream because there's a spirit in them. And the spirit sees what goes on around them. When you sleep, your spirit will be moving out. So sometimes you see your spirit running away. Somebody is after you and your spirit is running. Your spirit is running away from certain people. You are running away. It means that your spirit has seen certain things. And some of you, you can see yourself at certain places. You can see yourself at certain places. You can also see yourself maybe your old school, certain places. It means that your spirit is seeing certain things. They have taken your spirit somewhere. Sometimes you see you've entered into a place where you've entered. There's a funeral going on. Something is happening. Your spirit has sensed something about that is about to happen. Your spirit. So these are the three ways that dreams comes in. Not every dream is being revealed by God. Not every dream is being revealed by God. Listen carefully. Not every dream is being revealed by God. Not every dream. Now I'm going to tell you. That is why I told you that dreams comes in this way. One, what God reveals, what your spirit sees, and what the devil also reveals to you. So the devil will reveal that you see yourself in a dream and you are eating. A lady came to tell me about a dream and she said, Daddy, I saw myself, and I sometimes I see accident, and then they will tell me to go and pick human parts. What I'm telling you is human parts, and they'll come and they say we should eat the human parts. And I told the person, see, where you are seeing yourself is Beifor camp, witches and wizards camp. They have started sending you. A lot of people are witches and wizards, they don't know. If you are here and any power, any demonic power, want to pour out their demonic spirit upon you, to have that deadly spirit that will not bring any profit into your life, may the fire of God consume it now. 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 There are some people, the devil gives them, so they are being served. And sometimes you can see yourself eating certain things that you yourself, you don't like it, but you are eating it. You are eating it. The devil is making you enjoy, making you enjoy the company. Some people, they can see themselves at certain place and they are happy. They are at the nightclub. They have taken your spirit there. They are not, and they are enjoying. You see yourself having an affair with somebody in your dream. You are happy, enjoying it. That is what the devil is revealing unto you, and you are enjoying. If you are here and the devil wants to give you any form of sickness, any form of disaster, any form of accident, anything that is coming to your life, may the fire of God, 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 somebody shall fire. In the name of Jesus, I want you to lift up prayer at this moment of time. You are going to pray and say, Lord, every encounter in my dream to destroy my life, every spiritual encounter to destroy my life, I shall pray, may that spirit, may that power catch fire, 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 catch fire. Somebody, I want to see you ascending fire. I want to see you sending fire. I want to see you send. Today is the day of fire. I want to see you sending fire. I want to see you sending fire. Catch fire. Catch fire, 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 catch fire. Fire, catch 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 fire. In the name of Jesus, beloved, we are still praying. I am talking to you about the covenant of prayer that averts bad dreams. Last week I told you about two dreams in the book of Genesis 37. Genesis. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And whereby two people had a dream. And in this dream, they saw what they used to do. That is why I told you that every dream comes in two. Dreams comes in two. Listen, what you know and what you don't know. So it's either what you know that God is revealing unto something, another one, or unto you for your understanding, or what your spirit is seeing and what you know in the physical. And then the third one is what you know and what the devil is also revealing unto you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, these two men used to work in the house of the king. In the house of the king. And I told you that in the revelation and in the interpretation of the dream, If Joseph had been a prophet like I do, he would, or a pastor, he would have told the person whose dream was a bad one to pray so that they can avert it. But he was not in that position to tell them. He was a good God-fearing man. He prays his prayer. He has his own way of praying. He knows his father has been blessed, and that is how they were raised. But they were not raised to teach other people how to pray. Yes. So Joseph, having that gift of interpretation of dreams, he is able to interpret your dream, but he cannot help you. He cannot help you. If it is a bad dream, he cannot help you. The only thing he can do is to tell you this is your dream. Some of us have that gift. A lot of people have the gifts to see in their dream, and they are forsaking those things. And all they can rely on is prophecies. Everyday prophecies. Let me tell you, you have a gift. If you add the prophetic to it, I tell you, the prophecy is being given unto you, and you will add prayer, your relationship with God, I tell you, people will fear you. Because some of you, the moment you dream, it come to pass. The moment you dream, it come to pass. Beloved, then these two men came to tell Joseph about their dream. One said, I serve in the house. I'm a barman. So this one person works at the bar. And at the bar, he serves wine to the king. Now, the other one works at the kitchen. He's a baker. So he bakes and cook food for the king. Then in the process, he saw himself carrying bread on his head, and birds are coming to eat it. Another person also saw himself serving the king. Then the interpretation was given. One person was told, your dream is a very good one. The last time, one of my sons gave a testimony on the platform, whereby he had a dream, and in this dream he saw that he had been sent somewhere. They were in the gathering, like teachers. They were in the gathering, and they were served food. Now, the food they were served is rice water. But when he got his own turned into rice and palm nut soup, then he refused to eat it. Then he woke up. So after waking up, he sent the dream to me. And I told him, what a powerful dream. What a powerful dream. What a powerful dream. That's what I said to him. I think in the next day or two, the same thing happened at his office. And he refused to eat the food. When he refused to eat the food, the person who took the food home, somebody said he will eat, so he gave the food to the person. And the person took the food home. The person's testimony was that when he opened the food, things were coming out of the food. And it was like somebody has poured something on the food. Like a chemical on the food. Beloved, strange things happen. Strange things happen. So let us all be mindful. I am dealing with dreams because most of us, we are seers on our own. But the devil has taken that gift from us. Some of us, God reveals so much. Was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago. I have been praying for this. I said, I've been telling you, God is going to reveal something to you concerning somebody. Concerning, I want you to see yourself so that when I ask you to pray, you will pray very well. When I ask you to pray, you will pray very well. You know, most of the time, I love that God will reveal things to people. Because most of us, all your life, the prophecies you have received is more than when they are piling it in the whole building. It will not go inside. It will not go inside. But none has manifested. And some of you don't even take it serious. So I pray to God and say, Lord, reveal something unto your daughter. Reveal something unto your son. So that when I speak to them, they may hear. When I speak to them, they may hear. Ah, that has always been my prayer and in my ministry. One thing I find out is that people do not hear until they experience certain things. Yes. People do not hear. And in the line of spirituality, because it's something you cannot see physical, most of the times we forget certain things easily. We forget ourselves easily. So when the thing comes into your being yourself, or when there's something you yourself, you have not seen it, you don't really, the faith attached to it does not really come so high. But when you yourself, you experience it within your spirit, you say, aha, 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 aha. I pray that God will open your spiritual eye. As some of you yesterday, God said to me, that is going to open your eyes and you are going to see things. Beloved, even after this life, some of you will sleep. And after sleeping, God will reveal something unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ. This time, the devil will not be able to take away your dream. But it will stay in your memory. It will stay in your spirit. And you will move by it. And you will take by it. And you will do by it. Some of you here, the Lord is revealing certain things unto you, and is going to tell you, the Lord is about to tell somebody, you are about to see the glory of the Lord. God will pick you from a place and is going to set your foot at a place, and you will say, I don't know this place. I don't know this place. I don't know this place. And the Lord will tell you, this is what I'm about to do for you in the next 2 years. In the next 2 years, this is what I'm about to do for you. I declare upon your life. 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 Revelation, manifestation. Revelation, manifestation. Revelation, manifestation. Revelation, manifestation. Revelation, manifestation. Revelation, manifestation. Manifestation, revelation, manifestation, revelation, manifestation. Revelation, manifestation. Revelation, manifestation. I want you to declare in your faith. Bible says, write this vision on the tablet. I always declare here. See, as you are on this life, your declaration, when I say something, you cannot say amen. I cannot hear your voice, but you can hear my voice. So for you to say amen is when you write it at the comment section, that amen, I receive it. It is from your spirit because it's a virtual meeting. So out of you saying amen, out of you declaring something, it is you writing it down, affirming it. See, if there's anything written in the realms of the spirit, you are using your writing here to cancel it. That is what you do. So when you come here, use your spiritual writing. Just write it down. Write it down. You know, just imagine that the Bible was not written. The reason why in Africa most of our histories have been distorted is because we didn't write anything down. We were just telling stories every day. So every time it is being diluted, every time something enters, I say, write your declaration, write your faith here, write your faith here, write it now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, I am talking to you about dreams, and I'm about to end here. And we are going to enter into a line of prayer and prophetic session. Last week, I had to deal with some people. But because of time, last Sunday, because of time, I couldn't. Beloved, I want you to share the life right now to somebody and tell the person, the Lord wants to speak to you. Come. Sometimes I don't want to prophesy into the lives of people. Because a lot of people have been burdened with so many prophecies and they cannot see the way out. The way out is the word of God. Your way out is the word of God. Your way out is the word of God. No prophecy is bigger than the word of God. I tell you, no prophecy, nothing on this earth is bigger than instruction. No matter how big the ship is, it is being controlled by the compass. I say, no matter how big the ship is, if you don't have the compass, you may not end up at your destination. Now, lastly, I told you there are two things you see in your dream. What you know and what you don't know. Listen carefully. What you know and what you don't know. What are the things that I know? Places you have been to. Things that happen in your life. Maybe there's a problem in your life you are thinking about. Maybe there are some friends that you know, some people you know. You know, sometimes the devil is a liar. Somebody you have maybe some misunderstanding with. And the devil brings the person's face. So in the known, listen, in the known, the devil knows that, no, this person, let me come with the face of this person because they're having grudges. This is how the devil works. And also now, when God wants you to understand that he's not that person, God has a symbol. That is why every dream comes complete. It's not just, I saw this person in my dream. What does it mean? That is why I don't interpret dream that way. Every dream has a storyline. Every dream has where it started from and where it ended. Every dream has settings. Where it happened influences the dream. That is why I say that what you know and what you don't know. Now, today we are raising covenant. Covenant. Last week I told you about the prayer covenant. The prayer covenant. And one thing that a lot of people lose is when they are not getting what they have to get and they give up on prayer. See, the moment you cut off your prayer line, it means that you are on your own. The moment you cut off your prayer line, it means that you are on your own. See, there are certain things that you are praying about that you yourself you may not receive, but you are doing that for your children. See, there are people who have come into Ghana and today they have shed their blood. They were killed because of the town you are coming from. Let me tell you, because of the town you are coming from, some of us, what we will eat is not our problem. But we want to make sure that our children have good future. Are you getting it? So at the end of the day, whatever you are fighting for is not just for yourself, but for your children to come. Listen carefully and hear me carefully. Beloved, hear me carefully. If we're to be you alone, what you will eat is not a problem. But you are fighting, you are working so hard to make sure that your children have a good standing. That is how some of us are. Some of us too, we know that our parents took care of us. So we want to make sure that at least when they get two cities from us, we can give them two cities. Some of us too, God has given some people into our hands to cater for. So until we do it, we cannot rest. We cannot rest. Until you do it, you cannot rest. Now hear me carefully. That is why it is very, very important that you don't need to give up on your prayer. Let's just imagine. I said something from the beginning. I said, You cannot be crowned if you have not finished the race. You cannot be rewarded if you have not finished. What are they going to say? Yes, you must accomplish it. Some of us, just imagine where you are coming from. Look at the mistakes you have made. You yourself, you have made certain mistakes which you are now correcting, instead of you to give God the opportunity, the time to work out your life. Some of you, if God does not pick you from where you are and blesses you, they will kill you. I am telling you, if God does not pick you from that house, if God does not pick you from Kumasi to Tamale, if you are not careful, in Kumasi, if God blesses you, then obedient drobe good dianoama. I am telling you, some of you, why God brought you to Accra is to preserve your life, even though maybe you think you are struggling. I am telling you, yes, God didn't put you in that condition, but he took you out. He has taken you out. Because if you are not careful, some of you, God has to prevent certain things in your life, but then you give up. You see, one weapon of faith is consistency in prayer. Consistency in prayer. When you are consistent in prayer, you are telling God, you are all I have. The songwriter says, if I live for you, and if I die for you. In all my ways, I am ever yours. If I live for you. See, it is telling God, God, no matter what, I know you will never fail me and you have never failed. That is my prayer. I know God has never failed me for me. If God has failed you before, then it is your own, it is for you. But me, there's no failure in God. Listen, there is no failure. Even when God can change your mistakes and make you better. God can change your own mistakes. You know you have made a mistake. God warned you, don't go there. God warned you, don't go to that place, and you went there. Some of us, we are being moved by sentiments and emotions. So we take steps by emotions and sentiments. So we end up messing things up. When it is time for God to bless you, you have messed things up. When it is time for God to give you that thing, you have messed it up. Then God has to prepare you again. For you to pray and continue praying, you are giving up. Whenever you pray, you are aligning your spiritual self with the Spirit of God. Whenever you pray, you tell God, take over my mind, take over my spirit, take over my soul, take over my body. Whenever you pray, you are telling God. For Psalm 121, it says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. Psalm 121 verse 1. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. Psalm 125 verse 1. It says, they that trust in the Lord, I like my Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but endured forever. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, it says that, call upon me, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know nothing about. Call upon me. Are you calling upon God, or you are calling upon yourself? Call upon me. Call upon me. Call up. Bible said in Matthew chapter 6, when you read verse 9 and 10 coming now, and Bible said the disciples went to Jesus and he said, they said, Jesus, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Beloved, whenever you pray, you turn into a certain fire. You are working, you are praying. Oh God, let your spirit take over the ideas I have. Oh God, let your spirit take over my business. Oh God, as you are listening, you are saying, oh God, may I receive from this session. May I receive from this session. Oh God, may I receive from this session. May I receive from this session. Whatever you are doing, you are praying. Whether you are driving, you are praying. I was at the office and I was praying. The earpiece was in my ears and somebody entered and the person was like, ah, sir, are you talking to me? I say, I'm talking to my father. I'm talking to my father. So the person was like, thought maybe I'm on a phone call. I am talking to my father. 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 I am praying to God and telling God. Bible said in Daniel chapter 10. Bible said Daniel fasted for 21 days. Those of you who are giving up, those of you who are giving up on prayer, see, we call it the prayer covenant. Whatever you are doing, your prayer, whatever you are doing, and it is that is the only way you can avert certain things. Because whenever you pray, you submit yourself to God. You submit yourself to God. Whenever you pray, you say, God, take over. My time is up. Beloved, I want you to declare right now and say, ah, let my spirit pray. 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 I am ending. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whatever situation you find yourself in, I want to tell you, you are not alone. You are not alone. I said, no matter the situation you find yourself in, you are not alone. Say to yourself, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Somebody say to yourself, I'm not alone. Write it at the comment section. Let me see that you are here. Let me see that you are here. Write it and say, declare that I'm not alone. Declare it for me to see. Let me see that you are not sleeping. From today, I want to tell you something, that your prayer life is your connection to God. It's just like every day you are calling on God. I was telling you about Daniel, and Daniel fasted for 21 days in Daniel chapter 10. And Bible makes that stand in verse number 14 coming down. Is it? On the 22nd day, Daniel continued to seek for the face of the Lord because he did not understand why he has prayed for a long time and the prayer was not coming. Bible said, an angel was sent to him immediately. You don't know that prayer that will cause heaven to hear you. You don't know that prayer that will cause heaven to hear you. Bible said, and the angel that came to him was Angel Gabriel. And he said, as I was coming, the answer has been given long time. That is why I'm saying that you don't need to stop praying. There are certain barriers, there are certain witches and wizards in your life that are fighting you to the core. When anything good is coming your way, either they will make you give up or you end up making certain mistakes. You will end up making certain mistakes. Either they will take something in your life. They will come and pollute your spirit. They will come and do something in your spirit that you, something will just happen. And then you said, ah, but what happened? What happened? Spirit of God. Today, I am speaking to somebody right now. Your dreams must come to manifestation. That good dream must come to manifestation. But that bad dream, you must attack it with prayer. You must avert it with prayer. You must build a covenant of prayer. The last time I said something, we call something the prayer covenant, and I'm ending now. The prayer covenant. The prayer covenant is when you continue to pray consistently. It becomes a covenant in your life. And I made an example whereby somebody, you go to somebody's house to sweep. The person says, I don't want anything for me. You continue going. Now the person accepts that you should be sweeping. Now you begin to sweep every day in the person's house. You begin to do that for the person. Now you become part of the person. The day you will not go, the person will be asking of you. Are you with me? The day you will not go, the person will be asking of you. The day you will not go, the person will be asking of you. It means that you have created a space yourself. There is an agreement, even though the person did not accept it. There has been an agreement between the two of you. That's what you call covenant. And covenant comes within agreement between two people. That's why I'm saying that. Build the prayer covenant. Continue praying all the time. One day, all your good dreams will come to bear. And out of your prayer covenant, it will avert a lot of things. Daniel didn't understand. 21 days, the 22nd day. Some of us, we can't even fast for 21 days. When they said we are fasting for 21 days, you will eat for 20 days and one day will be your fasting. You will eat for 20 days and one day will be the fasting. May God come to deliver you in the name of Jesus. You are praying your last prayer. I always say that every good thing comes with a certain kind of battle. If in your family there are certain things that has not happened, or your mother's line or father's line, there are certain barriers you have to break. There are some people, before you can break that thing, you have to give in a lot of sacrifice. And one sacrifice is your prayer. You must give in. Some of you, you must fight it till it changes. You must fight it till it changes. You must fight it till something changes. You are going to pray to God and say, Lord, give me that strength to be able to fight it till it comes to manifestation. Give me the strength. Lord, give me the strength for me to fight till it comes to manifestation. May I not make any mistake on the way. Some of us, we make a lot of mistakes, and the things you say out of your mouth, the things you say, you end up cursing yourself you end up closing doors. Some of you, the doors have been opened. It is just a wind that is blowing. All you need to do is to walk in. It is just a wind. But because of just the wind, you say all kind of things. And though the devil picks up and begin to use it against you. Beloved, you are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. Continue praying. The Lord is with you. And the only way those prophecies can manifest is when you continue praying. When you continue praying. When you continue depending on the Lord. When you continue saying, Lord, take over. Lead me that I may follow. Lead me that I may follow. When you wake up in the morning and you say, Lord, what do you have for me today? I'm in your hands. When you say, Lord, some of us, because of certain things, you are just moving from church to church, church to church, church to church. And you know that this church is a demonic church. You know that what you are doing is not right, but you are doing it. You end up polluting yourself with abeifo, witches and wizards, demonic spirits. Beloved, have that closeness of prayer. Build that covenant. Build that covenant. Build that covenant. I want to build that covenant. As I'm talking to you right now, in the next 1 minute, begin to declare that, oh God, lift my prayer life. And everywhere that I have fallen, wherever I am giving up, may you strengthen me, oh God. Lord, may the manifestation of my good dreams come to pass. Lord, may the manifestation of my good dreams come to pass. May the manifestation of the good dreams come to pass. May the manifestation of the good dreams come to pass. May the manifestation of the good dreams come to pass. May the manifestation of the good dreams come to pass. May the manifestation of the good things come to pass. In the name of Jesus, can I prophesy into the lives of somebody right now? If you are here, I want you to write at the comment section, speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Some of you write, I depend on you, O Lord. Some of you write, I depend on you, O God. Write, I depend on you, O God. Some of you write, speak to me, Lord. And some of you write, take over, Lord. Take over, Lord. If today is your first time on this life, I want you to follow me right now. And my number will be shared. The number will be shared. The number will be shared. And if you want to get in touch with me, you will be added to the group. And whenever there is anything God can share with you, we can share with you. If today is your first time, I want you to follow right now. This is Faith Assembly. This is Faith Assembly. This is Faith Assembly. We take by faith, we move by faith, and we do by faith. We are not shaken even though we walk through the valleys and the shadows of death. We are not moved because the Lord is with us. And He will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Somebody, I want you to continue writing. Take over, Lord, like you are saying it. Take over, Lord. I depend on you, Lord. Take over, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Take over, Lord. I depend on you, Lord. Take over, Lord. I depend on you, Lord. Ah, take over, Lord. I depend on you, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Ah, kabado shatata. Write it like you are you are saying it. You are saying it multiple times. Who is the Lord locating right now? Yeah. Write it. Write it. Take over, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. 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 Take over, Lord. Rakapaka baka da 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 da. Rikapado shabrandiata. Take over, Lord. I depend on you. Yobuami ha le para da 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 da. Rikapado shabrandiaka le kata da da bado shabranka bado ba. Lord, Lord, Jesus. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Yobuami, Yobuami, Yobuami. I depend on you, O God. I depend on you, O God. Lord, speak to me. Lord, take over. I depend on you, O God. I depend on you, O God. I depend on you, O God. Ah! I depend on you, O God. I depend on you, O God. Lord, take over. Jesus. 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 Ah. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please share the number. Share the number, and those who want to pick up the number should pick it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus. Continue writing, continue writing, continue writing. Just be pushing it, continue writing. Continue be pushing it. Take over, Lord. Take over, Lord. Continue writing it. It is your faith. Just continue saying it. Just continue. The Lord is speaking to somebody right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Continue, continue, continue now. Continue. Continue, continue. Ah.